98.7 Simon, The Get Up Show. That song always terrified me, and I was really, really, really worried about what I might be saying.
Well, it also had a very scary video with bugs and snakes and things.
Yeah, but I don't want to be talking about stuff while I'm sleeping. I can't be held responsible for what I say.
Maybe you will say that you're a person that you've met is the wrong name than what it actually is.
I do that all the time.
So you meet somebody, you think that their name is something, and you know, you go on with it forever. But usually somebody will correct you.
Right.
So this lady, she has lived in the same house for 14 years, and she thought that her neighbors were named George and Mavis.
Okay.
So, and she's always called them that. She greets them. Hi. She's even sent them Christmas cards before and stuff. So George passed away, and she's talking to another neighbor and was like, oh, have you been over to check on Mavis? How's she doing? And the neighbor was like, who's Mavis? It's like, you know, George's wife. George passed away. No. George's wife, his name is Sylvia.
Oh, my God.
She's been calling her Mavis for 14 years, and Sylvia never, ever corrected her.
That's insane to me. I get a couple times, or like in certain circumstances, not like it's not worth it to correct somebody. The other day, someone was calling me Mike, and I was like, it's fine. I could be Mike. But I mean, 14 years in, like Christmas cards, like
you're
consistent
just like
greetings.
Too polite. She's like, it's fine. I'll just be Mavis.
Now, wait, just to be clear, was George actually George?
We don't know.
Poor guy.